So weird having Alice here because she's never here. No. She's like watching me. It's like when your boss has an appraisal for you and they're like, yes, I'm here to judge your work. And you're like, cool, okay. So hi, everybody. Do you have to do that, Pippa? Hi, everybody. I'm the Secret Subject. And today we're going to be unplugging your mind and getting you nice and relaxed. For some of you, this might be a sleep file, and that's okay, because we all need to take a breath and relax at the end of the day sometimes when we're going to sleep. For some of you, this might just be a regular old relaxation file, and that's totally cool too. I'm going to be recording a couple of different endings to this one, so today I'm going to be recording the wake-up ending, but there will also be options for a no-wake-up ending. So... oh dear. I don't know what to do with this poor cat. Alice is looking at me like, what the fuck do we do with our baby? There's nothing we can do.
We'll find a way to be in it.
He's helping. He's really not helping. Anyway, thank you to everybody in the chat today who came to hang out with us. I know it's late, so for a lot of you, this is going to be the end of your day, and that's awesome. Okay, Alice, I'm going to need a spray bottle.
You have it, it's there.
I know, I can't reach it. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, everybody. We're trying our best here. Okay. So before we begin, I just want to make sure that everybody's in a nice, comfortable position, that you're just ready to relax, ready to let go. And let's begin. So whether you're sitting or lying down doesn't really matter. I just want you to be in a position where you can see something in front of you, a spot on the wall, or maybe a spot on the screen or something like that. I want you to find a spot where you can focus and fixate, that's right. Focusing and fixating easily and effortlessly. And with that spot, you're just going to look at that spot and you're just going to focus all of your attention on that spot for a moment. And it's going to be easy and effortless to do that. And so while you're focusing and fixing on that spot, I'm just going to count from 10 to 1. And with each and every single even number, I want you to have your eyes open and fixated on that spot. And with every odd number, I just want you to close your eyes. That's right, it's really easy to do after all. Even numbers, having those eyes open, staring and fixating on that spot. And odd numbers, just allowing your eyes to close, that's right. So while you're focusing and fixing on that spot, I'm just going to start to count down with 10, the first number, an even number with your eyes open, staring and fixated on the spot. And while you're staring and fixating on that spot, you might start to realize how your body feels right now. You might start to focus and fixate on the feelings that you feel. That's right. With 9, close those eyes. Close those eyes and imagine how you feel with your eyes closed right now. Just focus in, hone in on the feelings that your body feels right now. With your eyes closed, that's right. With 8, open those eyes and just notice. Notice what happens when you've closed your eyes and now your eyes are open. With 7, close those eyes again and just feel the difference between your eyes open and your eyes being closed. Is there a difference? What do you feel? How does that feel for you? How does it feel different? That's right. And as you start to assess all the different feelings in your body, you can just allow yourself to just go with those feelings and go with the flow. That's right. With 6, open those eyes, that's right. And with each and every even number, you start to realize that it's so much harder to open your eyes than it was before. That's right, and those eyes just become harder and harder to stay open, that's right. That's right, with 5, close those eyes. Close those eyes and relax, that's right. Just allowing your body to relax, allowing those eyes to relax, allowing everything to let go. With 4, open those eyes. And it might be at this moment that you notice those eyes are so heavy, droopy, drowsy, that's right. That you can just allow yourself to just keep them closed if they need to stay closed. Or try and open them if you want to try and open them, and that's okay. It doesn't really matter either way. With 3, close those eyes. Getting so close to the bottom now, that's right. With 2, open those eyes if you can and just allow yourself to feel the difference between your eyes open and your eyes being closed. How much more relaxed you feel as you just close those eyes again. Now with 1, close those eyes and allow yourself to just drift, to just drop, to just sink down. That's right. That's right. That's right. And it's so easy just to be in this space. It's so easy just to be in this place, feeling the feelings that your body feels right now as you just focus and fixate on those feelings. Your breathing slowing, your eyes closed, your body relaxing. And I wonder which parts of your body start to relax faster than the other parts of the body as you just focus and fixate on the parts that are relaxed. And take that relaxation, just carry it around your body. That's right. That's right, focusing on all the places that might hold tension as you just start to scan your body for any residual tension and just let it go, let it dissipate, let it drift away. It's easy to do after all. And it's easy to focus, to fixate on all the feelings that you feel right now. That's right, and allowing them to amplify with each moment that passes, with each breath you take, with each sound that you hear, it just makes you more relaxed. That's right. And now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a small set of stairs. Now, for some people, when I say this, they start to imagine a visual in the back of their mind, and that's okay. For other people, it's more of a feeling, or it's more of just an atmosphere of being in a place where there's stairs. That's right. That's right. And as you focus and fixate on that staircase, you might start to imagine all the different little pieces that make that staircase. You might imagine what the stairs look like. Maybe for you, it's all about what the stairs feel like under your hand or under your foot. That's right. For some people, they're listening for the sound of their steps as they start to move down the staircase. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to start counting from 10 to 1. And with each number I count, you can just find yourself moving down the staircase, focusing and fixating on the feelings that you feel as you move down the staircase. With 10, finding yourself at the top, ready to move down. With 9, each and every single step, allowing you just to feel those feelings more strongly, just allowing yourself to sink even deeper into trance. That's right. Allowing yourself to just become more relaxed, more comfortable as we drift deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind. That's right. With 8, as we start to move down each and every single step, just making you feel better and better. That's right. With 7, moving down, down, down. 6, 5, each feeling, each number, just amplifying feelings, and it just feels so good to just focus and fixate on those. That's right. 5, 4, 3, nearly at the bottom now. As we just delve deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind, as we're working our way through your mind to a special place, 2, that you're about to find out. With 1, that's right, stepping off the last step and just being here in your subconscious mind. And I'm going to tell you something very special. You see, at the root of your subconscious mind, there's a special plug, and this is the plug that connects you to the rest of your body. It connects your mind up to everything else. It just allows you to have your mind switched on, conscious, awake, and aware. But there's a plug in the back of your mind, and as we pull that plug, you can just find yourself just drifting away. You can find your mind just turning off for the evening or the day or whatever it might be. And you can imagine what it might feel like as we inch our way closer and closer towards this plug, how it might feel to just have that plug pulled and to just be so relaxed, so comfortable, your mind being turned off completely. And it's so easy, so effortless to do. And you see, the fun thing about having your mind off is it just allows you to feel things just that much better, especially being in trance like this. You just find yourself just being so free. Everything is just let go. Everything is just no longer where it used to be because you're just here in this moment, in this space, completely turned off from everything else. It's like it doesn't even matter. You're just so far removed from everything that it just is gone, especially when your mind is turned off. And it's easy to put your mind back afterwards, of course. And of course, once we wake you up at the end, you can just find yourself returning back to yourself easily and effortlessly. That's right. But for now, we can just reach our hand out, handing out towards the plug as you just feel your hand reaching out. As we grab the plug and we just pull it from the socket. And as we pull it, you can just feel your mind switching off, turning off completely and totally blank and empty. as you just sink, as you just drift, as you just float down. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's right. And for some people, this is a really relaxing experience. It's so calming and freeing to just allow your mind to just dissipate like that. To just have the plug pulled as your mind turns off, as you just float down. That's right. And for some people, they find this so relaxing that they just find themselves drifting off to sleep easily and effortlessly, and that's okay. And for other people, this is just a nice relaxing trance state. But it doesn't matter if you're going to fall asleep or not, because either way, when it's your time to wake up, when you need to wake up, you can just find your mind easily and effortlessly coming back to yourself, finding that plug and switching it back in. That's right. And that's easy to do after all. But for now, you can just enjoy the freeing feelings of just relaxing, of just letting go, of just letting everything go, of just having your mind switched off like this, as it feels so good, so relaxing, so calming, that's right. And in a moment, we're going to take that plug and we're going to place it back into the socket. We're going to reconnect your brain, that's right, as we reach out and we plug that back in. Now, that's right. And in a moment, we're going to make our way back up the staircase. And we're going to count from 1 to 10. And with each and every single number, you can just find yourself coming back to yourself. You can just find yourself coming back to the waking world. And now there might be some people who just want to take this moment just to drift off even further, and that's okay. But for others of you, you might want to wake up, and that's okay too. So as I count from 1 to 10, you can just find yourself coming back to the waking world or not. And just finding yourself so refreshed, so energized, so happy and content. Remembering each and every single moment of this trance experience. And also knowing that if you are waking up at a later time, you can just find your mind connecting easily and effortlessly as that plug just gets switched back in. That's right. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to come back to you with 4, 5, 6, moving back up that staircase. With 7, 8, 9 on the next one, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering every single moment, happy and content. With 10, wide awake. Hi, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed that little trance experience. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. And I will see you later. Goodbye.